Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, we are sliding into the Monday 4 o'clock happy hour. And I'm happy to announce we've been joined live via Zoom by Matt Rothschild. He's Batman from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Matt, welcome back to the big show.
Hey, Crudy, thanks for having me back on.
Well, always good to have you here, Matt. Got to start with sort of a unexpected headline I saw today. Tony Evers has made a deal with Foxconn. What do you think about the largest boondoggle in Wisconsin history? Is Tony going to make it all better, Matt?
Well, count me skeptical on that one. I mean, this has been boondoggle from day one. And you know who I really feel bad about, other than us, the taxpayers of Wisconsin, is those poor people who were evicted from their homes under eminent domain, kicked out of their houses. Some of them were their dream houses. And, you know, for this crazy boondoggle, I don't see how Tony Evers is going to make it to hole.
Well, I was looking for nothing but massive hiring and good things from Foxconn, but you've taken all the luster off this announcement. Do you think they'll show us the original source napkins so we can go back and check Tony's work, Matt?
Well, I hope Tony will be more transparent than the last guy there. But, you know, the idea that Foxconn's going to deliver for the people of Wisconsin or southeastern Wisconsin, you know, how many times are you going to be told that joke?
Well, I don't know. I wonder if Tony Evers will make Foxconn sort of instrumental to his reelective campaign. Didn't work out so well for the last gubernator. What about the next governor? Tony Evers presumptively will be the Democratic nominee. First and foremost, nobody primaries a sitting governor, at least not with any effect. But above and beyond that, we're going to have plenty of Republicans that want to jump in this race. And Matt, you took note of the fact that a former current lobbyist is considering getting in the race, Republican Bill McCoshin. He was the chief of staff to Tommy Thompson. Now he's got lots of big corporate clients. Hell, man, it's like Republicans. Anybody thinks they can run for governor.
Yeah, McCoshin, you know, he runs this lobbying outfit, Capital Consultants. I didn't take the bait there. Give me some credit.
You knew what he meant. So,
McCoshin's got Capital Consultants, his lobbying outfit. They lobby for AT&T and GE and Pfizer and Johnson Controls and the road builders. He's making plenty of money. The report from Bice, Dan Bice in the Journal Sentinel today, has McCoshin getting set to throw his hat in the ring here. Rebecca Clayfish is the person who, former lieutenant governor, who's definitely running. Then there are other folks running too. But yeah, McCoshin, according to Bice, is ready to declare candidacy soon. He wants to sell his lucrative lobbying business to, of all people, Michael Best. Michael Best and Friedrich, the Republican lawyers who rigged the maps for Republicans back in 2011 and who gave us Rance Priebus, who's back there, by the way. And the sweetheart deal is, you know, I'll run for governor. If I don't make it, you know, I'll go work for you. And maybe if I run for governor and make it, I'll go work for you anyway. And the thing that caught my eye was, you know, who's he going to be working for? Is he going to be working for us, the taxpayers, or is he working for his former clients or clients that he's going to get after the fact? And I went to his Capital Consultants website, and there he has. We pride ourselves on putting our clients first. And maybe he'll be doing that when he's running for governor or if he beats Tony Evers, which I doubt he will.
Man, at least he's considering divestment, even if in a self-serving, self-financially benefiting kind of way. I would not have divested, sir. One other thought, though. Andrew Hitt, who is the chairman of the Republican Party here in the state of Wisconsin, he's a partner at Michael Best and Friedrich. And then there's Rance Priebus, and some say he has his own ambitions to run for governor this term as a Republican. He's also a partner at Michael Best and Friedrich. I'm not sure if they're going to want to grease the skids too much for Bill McCoshin to have a golden parachute just in case politics doesn't work out.
Well, the Bice article suggests that it's okay with Rance Priebus, that he's kind of given a wink and a nod to McCoshin to run. Otherwise, they wouldn't have made this arrangement, which hasn't been completed yet, but it looks like it's a go. So who knows? I mean, McCoshin did his time for Tommy as chief of staff, as commerce secretary. He ran Tommy's successful 94 race against Chuck Quala. And I guess he's had this bug to run for governor ever since. And now he wants to, you know, scratch the itch.
Folks are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Batman, our friend Matthew Rothschild, the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, joining us via the Zoom. Matt, the desire for someone to get involved. I mean, obviously, as mentioned, he has a history of being in politics, right? And now he has a history of being in lobbying. You know, it seems like a lot of these characters kind of come and go from these different areas and, you know, dip their toe in, maybe not. I mean, if he divests himself and he wins, there's a limitation, right? He has to not lobby like for a year or something like that after he gets out of office, if and when that should ever happen. Do you think the safeguards that we currently have in this regard are effective enough to you know, shield the people from, you know, from candidates and perhaps politicians that would continue to, you know, support their former clients, knowing that they might be future clients once they're out of office?
No, I sure don't. I don't think the 1 year of vacation that you got to take from lobbying once you've been an elected official is a long enough vacation. I think it should be at least 5 years. And, you know, they can cash in, you know, on the 13th month after they've been in office. You know, it's pretty easy to cash that check. And then, you know, the possibilities for corruption are kind of endless. Who were you really doing that work for in the last couple months there where you knew you had this sweetheart deal? Or for McCutcheon, if he has the deal going in, you know, and he knows he can, you know, feather the nest of these big corporate clients that he used to have or some that he wants to get, all he's got to do is wait till he's out of office for a year. You know, a lot of these politicians, they get into politics thinking, you know, oh, I'm going to be president of the United States. And then when that becomes obvious that's not going to happen, you know, plan B is I'm going to cash in, baby, and I'm going to be a fancy lobbyist. So, I, you know, he's played both sides here. He's getting dizzy going through the revolving door and looks like he's going to go one more time around.
Following in Scott Walker's long shadow, perhaps.
Well, all right. So just to be clear then, Matt, you think it should be a 5-year ban on specific lobbying? I mean, lobbying is a business, right? I mean, there is a purpose for that. There is a reason that people engage in lobbyists. I mean, dealing with the government can be a burdensome task. And who has the time individually, perhaps, to go do that? I mean, are you suggesting that all lobbyists should stay out of politics and all politicians should stay out of lobbying?
Well, I just think there should be an interval where there's no doubt who you're representing anymore. So, and that interval's got to be longer than a year.
Well, Matt, let me ask you then about the former Lieutenant Governor, Rebecca Clayfish. Her husband is a lobbyist. You don't have to be a lobbyist if your spouse owns a lobbying firm. You know, you keep it very segregated. You stay on that side of the bed and I'll stay on this side, right? But doesn't Rebecca Clayfish potentially have the same sort of conflict through her husband's work? My buddy Joel.
I mean, she may have it, but, you know, I'm not going to be in the business of telling people, you know, who their spouses or, you know, their loved ones should work for. That's too much. But for the individual themselves, I think there should be a longer period before they can go back and work for the people they were working for before, or, you know, grab a nice juicy lobbying deal with someone you did a huge favor for, you know, 13 months before.
Now, Matt, would you make an exception for the Clarence Thomas marriage?
Well, there's a lot of problems with what Clarence Thomas's wife has been doing, including sponsoring some of that rally. I think on January 6th, she was involved with some of the groups involved in that rally, to my understanding. She has politicized his reputation, which wasn't great going in anyhow. And my hope is that he gets off that bench pretty soon and gives our president a nomination. I also think liberal justices, Stephen Breyer, got to think about getting off that court so Biden can get his own people on the court.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That's Matt Rothschild, our good friend from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Matt, couple of Republicans jumping in the race against Josh Call. What was your impression, Josh Call? Not overly talkative, not a grandstander, if you will, but apparently he's drawn the ire of at least two Republicans. What do you think his chances are?
I think his chances are pretty good. I think he's done a pretty good job as Attorney General, even though, you know, as soon as he got elected, the Republicans got out the duct tape and the zip ties and tried to tie his hands behind his back and gag him by passing those lame duck laws restricting his power. But I think he's done a good job. One thing I like to see him do, I heard him on a radio show say, attorneys general like him should be able to prosecute people who are engaged in militia activity. I'd like to see him go after some of those militia folks right here in Wisconsin.
Matt Rothschild, we've got a U.S. Senate race next year that is predicted to be the most expensive Senate race in U.S. history. Perhaps a $100 million threshold for the candidates. Matt, A, that's crazy to my opinion. But B, do you think that the Democrats can match the firepower of a Ron Johnson or a Republican in that race effectively?
Well, their track record recently has been really good as far as bringing in a ton of money. I'm with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. I don't like a ton of money on either side. But Ben Wickler has shown, as head of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an ability that no one before him has been able to demonstrate, which is the ability to bring in just huge amounts of money to support Democratic candidates here in Wisconsin.
Matt, would you describe it as a crap load of money?
I was trying to be careful there, Cootie.
Matt Rothschild, he's Batman. He is the vigilante of good governance. He's not down for dark money, but he could be if the price were right. Matt, thank you for joining us here on the Devil's Advocates today.
Thanks, Matt.
My pleasure, guys. Take care now.
All right.
Folks, phone lines open. Your comments always appreciated and welcome here at 844-967-2789. It's the Happier Happy Hour. It already started.
I'm Batman.